Hey, what's up, everybody? Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the one and only Playboy of Comedy is in. Today is November the 9th, 2012. It's Friday. Yo, it's 1:30 p.m. Listen, y'all, breaking news, man. I mean, breaking news, hot off the press. I know everybody heard Mike Brown got fired, man, from the Los Angeles Lakers. 1-4 season, 1-4 start to the season. I don't know what my opinion is about him getting fired. I'd like other opinions on that. You know what I'm saying? So you can call in, tell a friend. You know, maybe he wasn't, but at the end of the day, it's about results, and that's the American way. It's capitalism. It's about results. The fact that he does coaching the season that we we're looking forward to from them. Maybe it's the right decision. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I mean, people, you know, a lot of comedians and a lot of commentators saying, hey, Mike Brown ain't got nothing to do with them players getting out there and getting their fun. And look at Phil Jackson, for example. You know, when you got the right coach, a team literally is leader. You know what I mean? And the coach definitely is like the one who is the team where they're trying to go in the direction they're trying to go. So maybe, and it's like Who Moved My Cheese. So some of those of you who know about that book, Stephen Hill is off. Somebody correct. But, yeah, Who Moved My Cheese? So, Mike, maybe it wasn't the right fit. You know, you have to accept the reality of that sometimes. I want to read a little bit of the press and also read this quote from Kobe. And before I do that, I want to say world-famous legendary comedian who worked with the likes of course, everybody knows Bernie Mac, you know, Eddie Murphy. He was in Harlem Nights, Richard Pryor, you know. Ronaldo is truly a veteran, one of BET's finest. Also was the manager of Robin Harris for quite some time, and also Red Fox managed him. So, you know, and I actually have blessed to be in two films with Ray. I'm very excited to have students for a while, but, you know, it's my sense. So it's greatest right now. So let's make sure we send a prayer out to him. Make it one for him, you know. This isn't a fit. You know, upset. They can't be upset with you because read the quotes that were made from Kobe. When I read the quotes that were played, he just wasn't the appropriate coach for the Los Angeles Lakers. All right, Los Angeles Lakers. I'm gonna read this that I just pulled up on the net today, y'all. Los Angeles Lakers coach Mike Brown. After a 1-4 start to the season, the National Basketball Association team said on Friday, assistant coach Bickerstaff will and a search for a new head coach will be general manager Mitch Kupchak. And this was a difficult and painful decision to make. Kupchak said in a statement on the team's website, Mike was a very hard fit. It was hard-working and dedicated, but we was in the best interest of the team to make a change at this time. We appreciate Mike's effort and contributions and wish him and his family the best of luck. Who had the Western and off season in which the NBA team is all-star Dwight Howard and point guard Steve Nash, a most valuable player to their Brown, who punched for the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James, was in the second year of his 4-year, $18 million deal in the league, of which the final year was not fulfilled, not fully guaranteed. The Lakers won the Pacific Division with a 4-5 record and the conference semifinals before falling to the eventual conference champion Oklahoma City Thunder in 5 games. I just, this man, you know, again, I was, yeah.
What's up, y'all? Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. I have had some serious technical difficulties. I don't know how long I've been off air, but I was running my mouth talking about the whole Mike Brown thing, what's going on with the Lakers. So I'm going to jump back in, you know what I'm saying, and do the same thing right now that I was doing. First of all, I want to say to Mike Brown, man, and his family, you know, whoever read the book, Who Moved My Cheese, you know, it's one of those things. God bless, man. You never know what anyone's going through. And my thing is, you know, the reality is maybe it just wasn't meant to be with he and the Los Angeles Lakers, because after reading some posts online as well as reading, you know, a statement from Kobe Bryant today, this brother was loved, man. He was appreciated. He was respected. And, again, sometimes in life things just aren't meant to be, and you have to accept that, you know. So I'm wishing Mike all the best. But let me read a couple of these blogs that were posted up. And, you know, again, maybe it was the right move, maybe it wasn't. But now the Lakers have to show and prove themselves on the court, you know, because, again, to place the blame on the coach, okay, now the coach is gone. What you going to do? You know, when they put Dwight Howard and Steve Nash on the dance floor, man, I was so excited. I was like, man, yo, we are definitely about to win a ring, because you got true all-stars. And I also want to give a major shout-out to Mr. Meta World Peace, man, for just being the man he's been, you know, exercising and really putting, you know, losing some weight and, you know, being mentally and physically focused, man. I'm really looking forward to a lot from him. But overall, man, you know, a 1-4 season is really dismal, as they're describing in the podcast and the, on the website. So let me read this, y'all. Los Angeles Lakers coach Mike Brown has been fired after a 1-4 start to the season. The National Basketball Association team said on Friday, assistant coach Bernie Bickerstaff will take over as interim head coach for Friday's game against the Golden State Warriors, and a search for a new head coach will begin immediately. General manager Mitch Kupchak said this was a difficult and painful decision to make, Kupchak said in a statement posted on the team's website. Mike was a very hardworking and dedicated man, but we felt it was in the best interest of the team to make a change at this time. We appreciate Mike's effort and contributions and wish him and his family the best of luck. This is real, man. You know, this is as real as it get, people. You know what I mean? And it's kind of, it falls into what I deal with in the comedy game. If you're not building and bringing people to the shows, then you're not going to have a job. That's just the way the thing goes. You know what I mean? You have to promote. You have to sell. People have to want to come see you. You have to have the support of the people. So, you know, and again, Mike Brown, I don't know, you know, a good team follows their leader. So Mike Brown has to be the leader, you know what I mean, and coach these guys into getting to where we're trying to be. I mean, you know, again, there's no explanation and there's no excuses now with the legendary five rings Kobe Bryant, you know, Steve Nash, two-time MVP. You got super all-star, Superman himself, Mr. Dwight Howard on the team, and for Meta World Peace. I really don't see the excuses. And I want to give a shout-out to, before I get into reading Kobe's statement, I want to shout-out Mr. Ronaldo Ray. You know, I don't know if some of you know, he's a legendary comedian, worked with the likes of Robin Harris, worked with the likes of Red Fox, Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor. He was in Harlem Nights, a BET Comic View former co-host. Very, 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 very funny brother. And I actually had the opportunity to be in two films with him, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to give him a major shout-out. And, you know, I've heard his health isn't doing too well, so let's pray for him, you know what I mean? You know, he's a good brother. And I'm going to read the statement by Kobe, and then from there we're going to get into the rest of the show, y'all. Tough day. I've seen coaches as well as friends come and go. No matter how many years I've been playing, it's still hard to deal with. I had a good relationship with Mike, and I will continue to have one. I wish him and his family nothing but the best. I spoke with him today and thanked him for all of his hard work and sacrifice. As a team, we must focus our energy on tonight's game. We must block out the weight of today's news and simply do our jobs to the best of our ability. I'm not sure what direction we are heading in next. All I can do is focus on the here and now. Mamba out. Big up to Kobe Bryant, man. That's why this brother is the leader of that team, man. You know what I mean? He's an amazing guy. You know, he's a lot, you know what I'm saying, still to prove. I mean, even though he's a five-time NBA champion, one thing I love about Kobe is every time he get on the dance floor, every time he lace up them shoes, man, that brother is giving everything he has to the business. You know what I'm saying? And his business is basketball. So big up to him, you know, and what he's doing, man. So that's it, y'all. We got Mike Brown out of there. It's, woof. Let's see what y'all got, Lakers. You know what I'm saying? Now it's time to show and prove. It's time for the Lake Show to do what the Lake Show do, man. It's not, you know, you can't sit and place blame. Oh, he's not coaching. He's not coaching. Okay, well, from this point on, let's see what y'all got. Even though you got an interim coach and it's not, per se, the coach you were planning on having, let's see what you got. You know what I'm saying? Let's show and prove. Tomorrow night, y'all, November 10th, you can catch me live, 2200 East Holt Avenue, Ontario, California. I will be performing at the J Spot 2, y'all. That's right, the J Spot 2. Owner, Mr. J. Anthony Brown himself, man, actor, comedian, entrepreneur, owning restaurants, comedy clubs, man, and just all around, he's inspiring, man. So I want to shout him out. And a major shout to my main man, Mr. Evan Linnell, Chicago's very own, one of the funniest comedians in the game out telling jokes today, man. Really, you know, a good brother who actually gave me the opportunity to work on this show, man. I'm looking so forward to getting out there and doing my thing with him this Saturday, y'all. Headline will be Coco Brown. Also, don't forget to check me out. I'll be live at Flappers Comedy Club doing my veterans show, y'all, Sunday night, November 11th, 532 West 1st Street, Claremont, California. Left Right Entertainment, shout out to Michelle. Shout out to my girl, Lakeisha Harris, for holding it down. Man, we do what we do, you know what I mean? Making things happen. Also, haven't had a chance to say this yet, and I haven't said it yet, but I'm going to say it now. Barack Obama is still our president. Yes, he is the current president, reigning president of the United States. I mean, really, I hate to say this so arrogantly, but did anybody really expect Mitt Romney to win? How does that sound, President Romney? It don't even sound like it's supposed to be there. You know what I'm saying? We're doing what we're supposed to do. We're walking in our light right now, and Barack Obama is still running the White House. And, I mean, we got a lot of work to do. As a veteran man, as a soldier, as a comedian, as an actor, as a human being, as an American, I want to thank all of y'all, man, for getting out voting and let's end the political game. And here's something I want people to start doing. Yes, Barack Obama's a Democrat, but here's the thing I want everybody to start looking at and realizing. Let's start looking at the issues, because when you go to vote, you vote for president and you vote for other vice president and then you vote for other things. But see, a lot of people, and especially black people, I got to give the brother, Herman Cain, I got to give Herman Cain some credit, because he said something that I don't think a lot of people pay attention to. And I really enjoyed him saying this. He said that black people are conditioned and taught to vote Democrat. And that made a lot of sense, because, you know, you grow up and you hear Democrat, oh, I'm a Democrat. And, you know, black people are serious about being a Democrat. But see, when you get educated and you find out things that really happen, you know what I mean, all through history, you do research, you find out what the angles are politically. Some stuff you may want to change to Republican. I'm nowhere near saying that Mitt Romney should be in office. Heck no. I'm so glad that current president is still the president of the United States. But what the Republican Party and what everyone has to realize is it's 2012, it's a new day and age. People are changing. People's minds are changing. People, their wants and needs are changing. You know what I mean? So, you know, again, just like how the Lakers got rid of Mike Brown, and not to diss the brother, and I'm not saying Mitt Romney's a bad person, but, Mitt, it's obvious that you weren't the person who we wanted to be running this country with us. Am I making any sense, y'all? I hope I am. Look, I got a special guest. Let me just say this real quick, too. I want to make sure I get everything off. This Sunday, y'all, at Wanda White, who is a BET Comic View superstar, is going to be live at Sunday Night Live, 532 West 1st Street, Claremont, California. Elijah Howard, Wood the Wood Doctor, my boy TJ coming through doing a guest spot, Sam Michelle at Left Right Entertainment. Man, we getting down. So y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playbook Comedy will be in Flappers Comedy Club, Claremont, California. It's going to be an amazing, amazing show. I got a brother on the line, man, a good friend of mine. He's an actor, producer, you know, all around just amazing brother. And I want to go ahead and get him on the line real quick. So, you know, he can highlight you. I've actually done two films with him. So, you know, my boy Romaine, Miami's own, can chop it up and tell y'all the amazing going on in his life. What's up, bro? How you doing today, man?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you feel over there, bro?
I'm feeling great. How's everything?
Excellent.
excellent, excellent. All right, man. Tell the family real quick what's going on with you. I know you keep a movie on deck. You know what I'm saying? You keep something going, man. I just wanted you to call in and shout out, man, and tell my listeners how you doing, man.
I am doing great. Thanks for having me. And, you know, you all is doing a great job in the community, man. I'm very proud of you. And, you know, again, thanks for having me on the show. Can you hear me?
Hey, y'all, sorry about that dead space, man. I don't know what's happening today, man. I'm having some serious technical difficulties. So because of that, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and cut the show short. I was only going to go until 2 anyway. So I hope y'all got the gist of what I was trying to say, man. Catch me at the J-Spot Saturday night, 8 and 10 o'clock. The address for that is 2200 Holt Ave. I'll be in Ontario, California. Make sure y'all catch me at Flappers Comedy Club, 532 West 1st Street, you know, Claremont, California. Miss Edwanda White, Elijah Howard, Mr. Wood Doctor will be in the building. Special guest TJ. Shout out to Yvonne Lionel. Shout out to J. Anthony Brown. Also, let's make sure we keep Mr. Ronaldo Ray in our prayers, y'all. You know what I mean? And, hey, I just signed a YouTube deal with Full Screen, so you know it's about to go down, man, and making miracles happen. Really excited, content, you know, excited and content, man, and just pushing forward, y'all. You know, y'all, just know everybody out there, you in my prayers, man, and I hope I'm in yours, you know what I mean? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. Asking it shall be given you, seeking it shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you, man. This is Trey Glove of Playboy Comedy. Tune in and tell a friend. The Playboy of Comedy has been in. Shout out to Barack Obama for doing his thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Winning that second election. I'm so proud of you, Mr. Barack. You know, right quick before I get off, man, I'm gonna go ahead and get my ladies what they want. I got them hitting me on the side. Trey, you ain't gonna poke me. Yeah, I'll poke you, baby. You know, I gotta poke you. All right, so let me get these pokes out the way, and then from there, I'm gonna go and rock them, and then I'm gonna let y'all go. But stay tuned, man. It's gonna be so many things going on, man. I'm about to package these podcasts up, y'all, and start selling them to you, man. You know what I'm saying? Along with my music, you know, so many other things, man. Just blessed, man. Blessed. And, Nia Hernandez will be coming back. We will be doing a relationship show. She's just been doing her thing, you know. I've been doing mine, you know, but it's coming back soon. Darlene, Carla, Kathy, Elga, Angelica, Janika, Kat, Kathy, Ramona, Portia, Faustina, Alexandra, Tabusi, I love her name, Tiffany, Teddy, Vanessa, Shannon, Nisha, Simone, Radiant, Talisha, and Goddess. I just want to say to all of you ladies, yes, I say your first name is not your last, because I ain't going to get you in no trouble, you know what I'm saying? You know how it is. I poke you, then from there, I rock you, all right? This is the Playboy Comedy Blog Talk Radio.com/HandsomeLife3108612317. Yo, I'm going to tell you something. I rocked you. I mean, I poked you. Nah, I'm going to rock you.
L.A., Vegas, connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm in bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock, I'm a rock, I'm a rock, I'm a rock.